Hey there, Gone Wild Audio. This is Caitlin McCunt, and I am going to be doing the Gamers Unite questionnaire by Myth and 808 Seduction. And instead of doing this while I masturbate, I'm actually going to be doing this while I am gaming. So this, I don't know. Hopefully it'll kind of keep with the theme and I don't know, make it go, I don't know, I just thought it'd be fun. So if I get distracted, I'm sorry, but for those who are curious, I am playing Diablo 3 on the 360. I'll get into more about that later with these recordings. So number one, what was your first gaming system and the first game you played? This is kind of like a twofer. Technically it wasn't bought for me, but it was in my house whenever I was younger. It was the, the Super Nintendo, you know, the one that was purple. We had the Super Nintendo, and then we also had a PlayStation 1. Oh yeah, the original. It was nice. And, like, the first games I remember playing, Super Mario, and we had this, like, the Crash Bandicoot. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, but we had that game. I used to love that game. Like, I would still play it if they made it for, like, 360. And there's also the Spice Girls game. It's called, like, Spice World, and you gotta choose your Spice Girl and do all these things. It was hilarious. I was obsessed with that game. Of course, I am, like, 21, so I'm on the young side. So maybe that has something to do with it. But, do I prefer to play guys or girls? I'm kind of an equal opportunity player. I just died. Oh, well. Right now, I am playing a girl. This is my first time playing a barbarian. I usually go for either, like, rogues or more magic-type creatures. You know, like, sorcerers, that kind of thing. It's, like, new game, like, you know, so why not? Why not play a sorcerer? Not a sorcerer, I'm playing a barbarian. I just said that. Oh god, good grief. Maybe this was an awful idea. Maybe I should not be playing a video game. Maybe I should just be focusing on the questions. When making characters, do you add detail into the looks? Yeah, like if there is the option for customization, you bet your ass I'm customizing the shit out of that. Yes, I usually do try to make them, like, especially if it's a female character, try to make it look like myself. I am dying a lot, so I am going to stop this because I don't want to fuck myself. So I'm just going to go back to town and focus on the recording. I do like to add detail if I can. I don't usually do too slutty. I mean, I try to make the tits as big as possible, that kind of thing. I mean, I used to like to play The Sims a lot. And, I don't know, I would, you know, obviously who hasn't made a sim that looks like themselves, right? What gaming systems do you own now, and which is your favorite? Currently, I own the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One. I own two games for the Xbox One because A, they're so fucking expensive, I don't really have the spare money to buy new games, and two, there aren't a ton of games for the Xbox One out that I want. I would love Assassin's Creed, Pirate something, Black Flag I think it is. That looks awesome, but I think they're also coming out with a new one soon, something I think like Renaissance Steampunk kind of thing. I could be wrong, don't quote me on that. But I've had the 360 for quite a while, and just because of how much time I've put into it, and I don't know, it's besides the PlayStation 1, this is like the main console that I use. So I definitely have to go with the 360. Do you prefer multiplayer or single player? I'd actually have. Well, it kind of depends on the game, but in general, I think I definitely prefer single player. I don't know, I just. Like, right now, I'm just sitting here in the living room naked. Well, was playing Diablo 3 until I got distracted and kept dying. But I don't blame you guys for that. That was my awful decision there. But I mean, like, if I have friends over and they want to play stuff, I'm not gonna be like, no, it has to be single player. No, I'll play with them. But like, I'm not a huge first person shooter type person, so it's not like I would get on Call of Duty and get my headset on and play with a bunch of strangers or around the world and be like, oh yeah, you just killed me for no reason. Thank you. I don't know, that just doesn't really appeal to me. I don't know. I'm not a first person shooter type person, personally. Which video game character do you see yourself as? Okay, so I'm not gonna lie, I actually did some research on this. And, like, I am a natural redhead and I have green eyes. And so, from what I've found, I'm gonna say I think I kinda look like Triss Merigold from The Witcher series. Kind of. I don't know, like. Part of, like, I don't know, like the other person that I found, like, maybe Lilith from Borderlands, but not really. Like, my hair's longer and I'm curvier, I don't know, and I don't dress like her at all. Of course, I've also never played the Borderlands games, so I don't know what she's like at all. Of course, I've also never played the Witcher games, so I've no idea. I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. If you could have one console slash handheld, good grief, handheld for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? Probably for the 360. I mean, the Xbox One, it seems okay, but I don't know, I just have a lot of good memories with the 360, so. Who is your favorite hero and/or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? I don't. See, like, I've played a decent amount of. But not. A decent amount, but not a ton. Like, I know there are a lot of people that have definitely played a lot more video games than I have. So. I don't really feel like I have a favorite or most hated villain or anything. I don't know. I haven't really played. I don't know. I did a lot of research before this because I didn't want to, like, ramble on for, like, 5 hours. And it's happening anyway. Oh, gosh. So, yeah. Is sex slash nudity in video games a yay or nay? Also, unless I'm totally blind, I don't think I've actually played any video games with nudity or sex. Well, okay, so I've played Grand Theft Auto, but that's just. I don't know. I don't know. It's like everyone picks up a hooker and then runs them over to get some of their money back, right? I mean, I can't be the only one that does that. But that's. I don't know. That's not nudity. It's more like animated characters dressing slightly slutty kind of thing. But I mean, I don't know. I've played, like, games online where you're supposed to make the characters have sex and those, like, pick up the girl and have sex with her type games. I don't know. But that's not really a video game, I don't think. Oh, gosh. What is your favorite video game genre and what is your favorite game in that genre? Like I said, I'm not a big first-person shooter. I mean, if there was someone that really wanted to play one, I would, but it just doesn't really interest me. But I really like the, RPGs. And I'm still super big into Skyrim. I know that a lot of people are probably like, oh, the game's so old, but I still so much love Skyrim. Oh my gosh. I love it. It's like there's always something new and like always finding different stuff, and I'm the Dragonborn, so I don't know, just I don't know, it's fun. But I used to be huge into the Fable games. Like, Fable 1, like, I've beaten that game twice, and then I kind of played in secret because my friends, like, they'd come over and they'd be like, "Are you seriously playing that? Haven't you beaten that already?" So, yeah, I don't know, I feel like they video game shamed me into playing and hiding. But I loved Fable. I loved it. Oh my gosh. And Fable 2, it was okay. But Fable 3, that was fucking awful. That was horrible. I don't know who the fuck designed that game, but that totally ruined the Fable series. That was awful. Okay. Would you let someone go down on you while you are gaming? Hell fucking yes. I would. Totally. Why not? I mean, I don't know. I'd probably die because, hello, I'm trying to do a recording and play and I died a lot, but hello, you're getting sex. You're gonna have orgasms if they're doing it right, which they should. So, you know, what's wrong with that? And I have definitely given oral sex while a person plays video games, which is fun. Especially fun when they're like doing it live with their friends, and so you're doing stuff and they have to hold back and try not to make noises, and or if they do, they have to make it seem like it's game related, like, "Oh, I can't believe I just died," or something. I don't know. What is your all-time favorite video game, and what was the worst game that you've played? I don't know, like, it's a really close tie to me between the Fable 1 and Skyrim. I don't know, I really, really liked both of them. I still like, I don't have Fable 1 anymore. I think one of my roommates sold it, which is awful, but yeah. And my least favorite game, I had Red Dead Redemption, and I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. I just didn't care for it. I don't know. It was, Have you ever fantasized about a game character? I feel like I'm gonna be the only person that says no to this question. But I don't know, maybe I'm not playing the right games that have the sexy, alluring characters. I don't know. Maybe you guys need to, I don't know. I've played Forza and I've kind of fantasized about owning some of the a lot of the cars. Does that count? But I don't know. I don't really have any video game crushes, which is kind of sad, maybe. Maybe it's not. I don't know. What is your guilty pleasure game? Probably Skyrim, or I really, whenever, yeah, I like playing the Diablo 3. I really like it. I'm really getting into Diablo 3 now. I'm trying to think if this question is on here now, but okay, so I'm just gonna work this story into the question and to my little answer here. I was dating this guy, and he was, you know, talking about, "Oh, Diablo 3 is coming out, I can't wait to get it." And then he's like, "Oh, bummer, my check's really short, so I can't get the game, or I'm gonna have to wait," or I don't know, some bullshit thing like that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm a pretty awesome girlfriend, so I go to GameStop, I pre-order it, and it's gonna come out in a couple weeks. So at midnight, I go to a GameStop, and you know, at their like release party, I don't know if that's what it's called. I feel awful saying that, but yeah, I was at the midnight release and got this poster. I still have it hanging up in my room, and got Diablo 3 for the PC for him because he doesn't like console, and he didn't really like console games. He was more of a PC gamer, which is totally fine, totally fine. So got that for him, and he
He played it, I think he said he played it like 5 times, and he's like, eh, it's not that great, it's not what I thought it was gonna be. And I'm like, motherfucker, I was definitely pissed off. I was like, I bought this for you, and now you're like, kind of thing. Ugh, I was so pissed off. But I found Diablo 3 for the 360, and I was like, I've not been able to play this but once, and it was really fun whenever I did, so I'm buying this, and I'm playing it. And I wish I would have made him give that back to me and stolen his Blizzard account. That's what it's called, right? I think so. I feel awful saying that. I don't have a Blizzard account. And I've been playing it, and it's quite fun. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? With that same boyfriend, he was heavily into gaming, and I at the time wasn't, but he really introduced me and opened up my nerd side. So he is actually the one that introduced me to Reddit, so you can thank him, but we're not together anymore, so maybe not. He introduced me to his gaming circle, so not only did he introduce me to, like video games, kind of, because I mean, I've played video games, but like at the time I was playing, like, I don't know, Super Mario and I don't know, like Plants vs. Zombies kind of thing, not like Skyrim, Diablo 3 type stuff. And he also introduced me to like Magic the Gathering and D&D, Pathfinder. So I do credit him a lot to my nerdy endeavors, if I can say that. Okay. Do you believe that video games corrupt youths and their mind? No. Unless they have a pre-existing condition of the mental variety, or there's some type of home issue that makes them vulnerable to outside materials that can corrupt them, but in themselves, no. Especially like some of the more extreme games. Extreme, I don't know. But a lot of them are like, I think they're like 17 plus or something, so they shouldn't be playing those in the first place. Technically, How long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? So, like I said, I am 21 years old, and I don't know. Maybe I was like 6 or something, so maybe like 15 years ish. But I don't know. I didn't seriously get into it until later. Later in life. It makes it sound like I'm like a, I don't know, 40-year-old woman or something. I don't know. Oh, I think I've skipped some of these questions. I'm sorry. Would you game under the influence? Yes, I would. I mean, I did recently turn 21, so first time ever drinking, because I'm such a good girl like that. So it could definitely be a lot of fun. I don't do like drugs personally, so I'm not gonna like shoot up heroin and play Skyrim, because I don't really. Obviously, I've never tried heroin, but I can presume that I wouldn't really like it, and that's not something I want to do. I have smoked weed before. Haven't done it in quite a few years, but I mean, I could see how smoking weed and doing stuff would be pretty interesting. But never done it. So, who is the sexiest video game character, male or female, and why? I have no idea. Maybe I should Google this real quick. I think that was one that I forgot to Google. I feel like an awful person now. Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, I've also never fantasized about video game characters, so I don't know. I have no idea. I feel awful with this. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Mario was hot because he was a plumber and he could, you know, snake my pipes or something. I don't know. I feel like that was the cheesiest answer to give ever. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's the hottest to me, male or female. I don't know. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm awful at this. Okay. How long have you been play? Didn't I really answer this? I'm sorry. My longest gaming session, I don't know. I think my longest gaming session was technically like a Pathfinder session, which I don't think technically counts since this is a video game questionnaire. Oh gosh, I don't know. I know there have been quite a few times where it's like, you know, get home from work on like a Friday. I'm gonna make myself sound so pathetic, but get home from work on a Friday night, pop in like Skyrim or something and play, and then all of a sudden I look up at the clock and it's like, oh, it's like 6 a.m. whoops, kind of thing. I can definitely get lost into video games very easily. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for sexy times? If yes, who? I am totally okay with that. I mean, I'm very kinky, so if you're into dressing up like Pikachu or I don't know, whoever you're into dressing up as, if you want to do that, go for it. Get that on, and I will do my best to make, you know, fake that I know who you are and what game you're from, and we can get down with the video game sexy times. I don't have a preference of who, but, you know, if you're into that, I'm into it, let's go for it. What game have you clocked the most hours into? Skyrim. Well, no, probably Fable. Fable. Definitely Fable. That's definitely the game. I love that game so much. I need to buy it again. I loved it. What arcade machine did you drop the most money into? So, no offense, older era people, but I wasn't really into arcades. I mean, I was born in 93, so I feel like there probably were arcades, but it was more, hey, we're at the bowling alley and we need to waste some time, so okay, I'll play pinball kind of thing, not, oh, let's go down to the old arcade and play Atari, or that's not even an arcade game. I should not have even said that. I'm sorry. Was that? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm very distracted. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm making a fool of myself and I should delete this recording, but I'm this far in now, so we're going with it. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassing myself. Okay, would you play Minecraft every day or no way? I've definitely played Minecraft. I played it, like, I think there's like a free like demo on the 360, and I did not like it on the 360. I've played it PC, and I like it. I mean, if I had to do it either every day or none, I mean, I guess I'd go every day. One of my friends, whenever it's like really big, it's not, I think he still runs it, but I don't think it's up that much. He ran a server and we played on it. I was doing really good, you know, getting my place built up, getting a lot of resources, and then some of the guys were asshats, and like, since he was like, I don't think it was technically him, but a lot of like, I don't know, they led, like, I don't know if they just led creepers to my house, or, so, I don't know, because my house was, like, totally demolished and blown to pieces, and, I was so pissed off. So I was like, okay, I'm stopping this for a while, because you guys are assholes. Do you follow walkthroughs or play through on your own? I've never used a walkthrough. I mean, I've kind of like Googled stuff like for Minecraft of how to craft certain things, but I've never used a walkthrough personally. What is the most important trait of a game you play? I'd have to say probably. The story is kind of important, not totally to me. Graphics and playability, probably. I mean, if it. Yeah, because I mean, there are just some games that I've tried to play, and it's like the controls are weird, and you can't really change it, and I don't know. It's weird. So, yeah. And it's bonus points if you can make your own character, personally. That's what I think. I mean, I don't know. What is the scariest slash creepiest gaming moment, or what is the game in itself that was scary or creepy? I haven't played any like super creepy games, but I guess if I had to choose one, like the most, it's not even scary or creepy, but out of the ones that I have played, I guess I'd have to go with Dead Island. I mean, like, it's not even like a scary game per se, but out of the ones that I've played, I guess it would have to be Dead Island. I mean, I don't know, it's like, I'm not a huge gore person, or like, I generally don't like to be scared. I mean, like, haunted houses are okay, but I don't know. I'm not a big, like, scary movie person. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a pussy. I don't know. But yeah, that game isn't even super scary, but out of the ones that I've played, that would be it. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? If no, would you go? Hell, motherfucking yes, I would go. I have been dying to go to one, but my schedule has never cooperated, so I've never been able to go. But over the years, I've been like gathering pieces because whenever I go, like I know it's technically not gaming oriented, but I really, what kind of, but I really want to do like a really awesome steampunk outfit. Whenever I guess, like, I have the corset and I'm still like trying to find a good skirt and also need to like personalize like my Nerf gun. But I'm really looking forward to doing that. But I just have to have more time and more resources to put the, so I can get that all together. Would you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Depends on the game, but generally, controller. I don't know, I just think. I don't know, I think I get more into it because I can, like, huddle up and, like, really get into it. Or if I'm playing, like, a racing game, do, like, the turn thing because it makes you go faster kind of thing. Yeah. Would you ever wear or let your significant other wear your headset and let others hear the moans? Yes. Especially with my gaming group, we know a lot of about each other, and I know there was this one time that I, like, usually we just go on Skype, and like if we're gonna play a game, we all get on the game together and just do Skype instead of other stuff. So. Hi, like they're like, hey, we're gonna play this game like 10, 15 minutes or something, so we'll call you then and we'll start playing. So I was like, okay, I have like 15 minutes, I can get off then. I can get off by then. So I'm like, okay, I'll get some porn going real quick. And yeah, so I was watching porn, playing with myself, using the Hitachi, going at it all good, like just as I was coming. I don't know how that thing got turned on, but I got the thing turned on to where it like would auto answer. And so yeah, my entire gaming group at the moment, which was entirely guys, heard me have a super hard orgasm, to which I got teased relentlessly for. But yeah. So they've all heard me have a really great orgasm, which I guess is an icebreaker. Like, hey, yeah, these are my guys. They've heard me come. Oh, gosh. Even if you haven't played them all, you've seen them, no doubt. In Tomb Raider, which Lara Croft was your favorite?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I'm not a big fan of Angelina Jolie anyway, so definitely not her iteration. Personally, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of her. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I've never played Tomb Raider either. So, I don't know. Whatever one's your favorite, I guess. If you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? Oh, gosh. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe a Forza universe so I could drive all these amazing cars. But then, on the other hand, probably, I don't want to say Fable again because I feel like that's all I've been saying this entire time. But I think that could be really interesting. I don't know. Call me crazy. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so I've been rambling on for way too long. So this is going to end my Gamers Unite questionnaire, but if you have any more questions, want to comment on anything that I said that was wrong, or I don't know, embarrass me, I don't know, whatever, just go for it. I can handle it. I hope you have a great day or night or whatever it is wherever you are, and just have a great rest of your day.